97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Alt-rock musician Matthew Sweet, known for his 90s hits like Sick of Myself and Girlfriend. You just heard Sick of Myself right there. He suffered a debilitating stroke in Toronto. After receiving immediate care at Toronto Western Hospital, he was transferred to a rehabilitation center in Omaha for extensive therapy. Sweet is unable to perform for the foreseeable future, so a GoFundMe campaign has been set up to help cover his medical expenses. And so far, it's raised about $100,000 from 1,800 donors, which include notable names like Judd Apatow, Peter Buck, and John Cryer.
Wow, that's sad.
I would think those three could probably donate a little more.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Thank you. He's only 60.
Wow.
Yeah. Had a major stroke.
Dropping dead young these days.
Well, he had a great version of the Scooby-Doo theme in the 90s as well.
Yep. And if you haven't listened to the Girlfriend album, go get it. It's amazing. Kim's been reporting this all morning. Fernando Valenzuela, the Los Angeles Dodgers legend and cultural icon known for sparking Fernando Mania among the city's Hispanic community, has died at 63. The cause of death has not been revealed. Now, with his time with the Dodgers, he had a 141-116 record and a 3.31 ERA, placing him ninth in the franchise history for wins.
Yeah. One more living example of the fact that you cannot judge an athlete by looking at them.
He's a big boy.
He was a big boy with a he was barrel-chested and was a hell of a pitcher.
Did you hear the story how they found him?
No.
They went down, they were scouting out a shortstop, and he came in for relief, and they just completely forgot about the shortstop.
Yeah.
They just picked him up, and they were like, we'll take him.
Yeah, we want that guy.
And people forget, he was a Cardinal.
Yep, last year.
At the very end.
Frankie Muniz, the 38-year-old actor known for his role of Malcolm in the Middle, has announced that he's pursuing a full-time NASCAR career. He will drive the number 33 F-150 for, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Raymu Brothers Racing in the 2025 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. And if you didn't know, he's been racing actually for a long time. Since about 2006, I think,
is when
he started.
How old is he getting a little long in the tooth to be doing that, isn't he?
Yeah.
I grew up watching that. Yeah, Frankie Muniz.
It's a great show. And Bryan Cranston started on there as
the
dad.
Yeah, he did.
Another fun fact, that guy's made a ton of money in parking lots. Look it up.
Who?
Frankie Muniz. He bought a lot of parking lots in L.A.
Good
like,
for him.
Before people knew to buy parking lots, he did it. And they said he made a boatload of money.
Interesting.
Bye Bye Baby is transitioning to a digital-only business after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This happened in April. All retail stores will close by the end of the year, with discounts are already on. So if you want to go to the physical store, you can get some discounts. Customers can continue shopping online at buybuybaby.com, access registries, and use gift cards through October 31st in stores. But then afterwards, it's all going to transition to online. If you have furniture orders, they're going to be addressed by customer service. The retailer was acquired by Bed Bath & Beyond in 2007. It's shifting to digital-first approach as part of its closing transition.
Well, there you have it.
I mean, you just don't go there to get baby stuff these days. There's just so many other places you can get it, where you can get other stuff that you need. So that's just not going to be the first place I'm going to think of to go.
Are there more than the one in just South County?
There was one over on Manchester in Ellisville.
I did something really dumb, and I admitted to my wife. I drove to three different stores looking for something yesterday. And then finally in the third store, I just got on Amazon and ordered the darn thing. Why the hell didn't
so
I just do that from the house?
Yeah.
Just old habits die hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have it there this afternoon. Like, that was dumb. I wasted a lot of gas driving around yesterday.
I hate to support Amazon, but man, it's convenient.
Oh my goodness. You can't beat it.
So Boston did take on the New York Knicks last night. Their game was a 132-109 blowout in favor of Boston. But here's something you might not know. They set, they tied a record for most three-pointers in a single game with 29. So with 9 minutes left, they decided they're going to try to break this. They went 0-for-13 attempts in 9 minutes trying to throw in an extra three-pointer.
No kidding.
They missed them all.
They needed
Which one,
Caitlin
the
Celts
Clark? Or who?
The Celtics were the ones.
Celtics.
Yeah. They missed them all. It's kind of funny. You can go online and watch it, but they're just throwing up air balls. They're throwing up anything trying to get that last one.
30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm saying it's just funny.
They couldn't hit one at all. Yeah. Wow. I'll have to go look for that.
Get more at 971talk.com.